Hello, everyone. Welcome back. And thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. He understands the challenges you are facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. On this episode, we will go over step 10 in the Glover U sell system, pre-qualifying for motivation. In this step, Jeff helps you understand who is really ready to list their home with you before the appointment. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover on step 10 in the 20 steps of the Glover U sell system.
Step 10 in the system, pre-qualifying for motivation. Pre-qualifying for motivation. Motivation is the why behind someone wanting to sell. Without a strong motivation, it will never be a strong listing, a great seller, a seller who's motivated to reduce their price when you recommend it. So I've got a couple rules on pre-qualifying. Number one, seems pretty basic. Maybe you've heard it before. Those have come before us. Without question, we pre-qualify 100% of the appointments we set. We never go on an appointment without pre-qualifying them first. This is a sales system. I'm teaching you how to operate like a strong salesperson. So when we pre-qualify, which by the way, you can download all our scripts, they're available, gloveru.com. When we pre-qualify, we go through, essentially the goal is twofold. One, to obviously make sure that this is an appointment that's worth our time, but two, to better prepare us for the appointment we're about to go on. I pre-qualify in many cases to see if it makes sense for me to stay back and find a better appointment. I pre-qualify to try to uncover their objections ahead of time so I'm better prepared for that appointment when I make the decision to go on that appointment. It's rule number one, pre-qualify them all. Rule number two, if you're not going to stay back and find a better appointment, go on the appointment. If you're not going to stay back and find a better appointment. Now, if you say, they're maybe not doing anything till the spring, they're not super motivated right now, I got plenty of leads that I know are ready to do something real soon, you know what, I'm gonna cancel this appointment and suggest that we may meet maybe closer to the spring. Because I know I'm gonna stay back and I'm gonna at least put 60 minutes into finding a better appointment. Even if that means not going on an appointment tonight, getting one for tonight, I'm already blocked off. I already have 6 to 7 blocked off for an appointment. So why don't I just stay back and find someone who's ready to do something now? Well, if you're not going to stay back and do that, then I'm going to suggest you go on the appointment. Why am I going to suggest that? Because that person at some point in time will be doing something A or B. They will refer you to someone if you are professional in your presentation and in your approach. So, my goal when I'm doing pre-qualifying, number one, uncover their objections. Number two, make a decision to go or not based on if I'm going to stay back and find a better opportunity. Next, I wrote down just some thoughts on pre-qualifying. Remember, it's okay to lose a prospect or an appointment due to the pre-qual. It's better to lose them in the pre-qual than to waste 2 hours of your time on a bad appointment. Of course, going back to rule number two, if you're not going to stay back and do something productive with your time, then go get in front of someone. Well, I don't want to go get in front of an unmotivated, unqualified appointment. Well, then go door knock. Okay, I'll go on the appointment. Number two, pre-qualifying draws out the objections in advance, so we can be more prepared and proactive on the appointment. We'll now know who they're meeting with, what their idea is on price, their motivation in terms of their timeline, if they are objecting to my commission or the company I'm affiliated with, that will come up on that call. And for those of you that are not familiar with the script, when you download it, you'll see what I'm talking about. I wrote down number three, nothing drains our motivation faster than sitting in front of a seller who isn't ready to do something. Nothing drains our motivation faster than sitting in front of a seller who's not ready to do something. We've all been there. You're at the table, wondering why you're there, what else I could be doing with my time. Oh, the cat jumped on me. Cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you like, yeah, I love dogs. You mind grabbing them? Yeah. I only want to be in front of the ones that I know are going to do something in a reasonable time. What is that time frame? For me, like I mentioned, it's 30 days. It goes back to what's our definition of a lead. And finally, the final thought on pre-qualifying. If their answers are unclear, don't be afraid to dig deeper or ask them the same question in a different way. I love this thought. So many of us, especially when we're getting into pre-qualifying, it's like we kind of dance around some of the questions or we ask them softly. And if they give us somewhat of a controversial answer or an answer that we don't want to hear, we just quickly skip over and go to the next one. No, I want to know if there's an issue on price, let's dig into this. Now, I'm not, of course, getting into a debate on price over the phone. There's two things you never get into over the phone. All right? You don't dig into price, and you do not handle objections over the phone whenever possible. Why is that? Well, for starters, it's much easier to handle objections in person than it is over the phone. Yeah, but what if they press you? Hey, you guys have heard the lines. I don't know. I haven't seen your house yet. That'll be one of the first things we talk about when I come out. Well, what do you think my home is worth? I don't know. I haven't seen your house yet. That'll be one of the first things we talk about when I come out. Well, what do you charge? Well, I don't know. I haven't seen your house yet. It really determines on what plan you select for us to go to work for you. You guys have heard most of those. So when pre-qualifying, if I'm getting some discussion that I need to dig deeper on and I'm not feeling like this is going to be a very motivated seller, I'd rather spend another 5, 7, 8 minutes on the phone uncovering their true motivation and their true reason for selling than going out on an unqualified appointment. Or I'll cancel the appointment, I'll stay back and find someone more qualified.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To take the real estate self-assessment that begins the Glover U Sell System and have a member of Glover U get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score, go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes or Podbean and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, motivation is the why behind someone wanting to sell. Without a strong motivation, it will never be a strong listing.